patient is going to be Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R. Date of birth is November 4, 1950. This is a 73-year-old woman, totally bedbound, with stage 3 decubitus ulcer, contraction of the right lower extremity, left above the knee amputation, severe peripheral vascular disease. History of stroke, total ADL dependency, right-sided weakness, tremendous amount of weight loss, contractures of the lower extremity. Her son had to call an ambulance, as a new paragraph, recently because her blood sugar dropped. And in the hospital, they adjusted her insulin, and they told her son that she can no longer come back and forth to the hospital because of a severe disability. Also, they explained to the son that the decubitus ulcer that she had developed is unavoidable because of severe protein, calorie, malnutrition, and for family to seek hospice care, period. Social, she lives with her son. She has a caregiver slash provider. She's single. She used to work for VITAS Hospice in the past. Recent hospitalization, as was discussed. Family history, she doesn't know her dad, but mom died of heart disease. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink at this time, and she said she quit smoking about 10 to 15 years ago. She does have one child. In 2012, she had a stroke. After her stroke, she was able to transfer and get in a wheelchair, but over the past year, she's become much more bedbound, has developed contracture of the lower extremity. She already had a left above the knee amputation because of severe peripheral vascular disease. She still has right-sided weakness. Her appetite is minimal. She has a childlike appetite. She has severe protein, calorie, malnutrition, muscle wasting. She's lost at least 20 pounds per hospital records, period. Patient also has a history of COPD and smoking, medical problems. See the notes. See medical problems. Just put medical problems, and well, just don't put that in there because there's a section I dictated already. Let's put surgical, past surgical amputation, left leg above the knee, hysterectomy. Review of system, as was mentioned above, but most significant for ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, contractures, decubitus ulcer, non-healing for folks at the nurse at the hospital. Patient's COVID immunization is up to date. Medication, see the list created. Patient used to have a Foley catheter, but that has been changed with PureWick. That's PureWick at this time to reduce her hospitalization for urinary tract infection, period. Her recent blood sugar has been elevated. Her recent insulin has been adjusted because of hypoglycemia. Patient also complains of severe pain. At one time she was on morphine, then switched to Norco. The family is not able to get any prescribed medications for her since she's not able to go to a doctor's office, and that's another reason that they're seeking hospice care at home for this woman. On exam, I find Joyce to be quite debilitated. She's very thin. She speaks in a whisper. She has a O2 side of 93% on room air, pulse of 61, respiration 20, blood pressure 90 over 60. Patient's heart, distant heart sounds, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, neurological contractures, right side, upper and lower extremity, skin decubitus ulcer stage 2/3 over the sacrum, with diminished pulse on the right side. Left side, she has above the knee amputation. Oral mucosa is dry, skin is quite dry. Assessment here, we have a 73-year-old woman with history of end-stage stroke, evident by decubitus ulcer, non-healing, severe protein calorie malnutrition, decubitus ulcer stage 3, non-healing, severe protein calorie malnutrition, contractures of the right on the right side, most consistent on the right lower extremity, severe peripheral vascular disease with above the knee amputation, right-sided weakness, total ADL dependency, bedbound, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient lives with her son. I had a long discussion with her son who states that they're no longer able to take back and forth to the hospital or to doctor's office, and they're in desperate need of hospice care at home. Patient does meet the criteria for hospice care under CVA and has a grave prognosis period. Patient also is very thin, very weak, and has a history of COPD as well as hypertension, diabetes, and other comorbidities that was listed above, period. Patient needs pain medication to control her pain and to keep her comfortable during the next few weeks to months that she has left on this earth. That's on Joyce Turner. Thank you.